Greetings, everyone. This is Alexander Grutner, the editor of eHome Upgrade. Today, we'll be starting off a new segment to the site called Audio Pitch. Basically, what we're trying to do is talk to companies who want to promote their products and learn a little bit about why they're so compelling, and at the same time, try to see how we could fit them into our digital lifestyle. So today, we'll be speaking to One Voice Technology CEO, Dean Weber, where he'll be pitching Media Center Communicator. Welcome, Dean.
Hi, Alexander. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thanks for the chance for us talking to you about your company, One Voice Technologies, and your featured product, Media Center Communicator. Tell us a little bit about One Voice Technologies for the people who don't know.
Sure. Well, One Voice Technologies, we're a voice recognition voice technology company, and we have over 10 years' experience with patents worldwide in what we do. Our company has products in two different sectors. We have products in the telecom sector where we offer voice-activated services for wireless subscribers. And then, in particular, what we're talking about today is our Media Center Communicator product, which works with Windows XP Media Center.
Right, and that's just only with Media Center Edition applications, right? It doesn't work with Windows XP in general?
Not yet, no. It works with XP Media Center 2005.
Okay.
But we are looking at, down the road, having it work for XP Home and Pro.
No, that's great. Just, you know, because not everyone has Media Center, so just curious. So basically, let's talk about Media Center Communicator, and we'll just start off on the top of the list of features on the product. You claim to be able to do voice navigation, I guess from the comfort of your couch.
That's right. The scenario is, imagine that you walk into your living room and you tell your entertainment system to, say, play the Beatles, or play jazz music, or record channel 33 at 5 o'clock. So what we do is we allow the user to be able to talk to their XP Media Center to be able to play music by either artist, album, playlist, genre, record TV shows, play videos, view photos, and even photo slideshows all through voice recognition.
Wow. So how does that work? Give us a sample of how I would talk to the Media Center and navigate through the menus and then the submenus in order to get to, let's say, an audio track I'm interested in playing.
Okay. Well, that's a good question. So you would walk up to your Media Center and say, for instance, if you wanted to play the Beatles, you would say specifically, play artist the Beatles, and then it would start playing all of the Beatles albums. Now, if you wanted to play a specific album within the Beatles, you could say, play album Abbey Road.
Wow.
So that's how, right from the top level, you could say any of those commands. You could also say, if you want to play a genre, you just say to the system, play genre jazz, play genre rock, and it would start playing all of your rock or all your jazz albums.
Right, that's excellent.
And then you could also play by playlist as well, along with the artist, album, and genre.
Great. How about the microphone aspect of it? Am I setting up an external mic somewhere, or I've even heard about like remotes that have a microphone in them now. I don't know. Tell me a little bit about that. How are you trying to solve that solution there?
With our Media Center Communicator product that we just launched last week, we include and we bundle in a USB desktop microphone, which works very well for, say, up to about 10 feet away from the microphone. So it comes with everything that you need for $149 to be able to get up and going and using voice recognition with your product. Now, shortly, we will be launching a remote control, a Media Center compatible remote control, which has a built-in wireless microphone.
That's excellent.
Which is a great thing for to be able to sit on your couch and push a button and to be able to tell it to play the Beatles, for instance, play jazz, or whatever your voice command is. So it really extends the range of your experience. Now, to take it a step further, we will this year launch a Wi-Fi enabled product which will work on any Windows CE device, handheld device that has 802.11 in it, and you'd be able to pick up coverage throughout the house to be able to play your music or your slideshows, for instance.
Oh, wow, that's really great. I'm definitely looking forward to that. All right, so let's move on to the next feature. It says you can handle email. You have an email client built into the One Voice.
Correct.
So this is pretty straightforward as well.
The scenario is that you can actually read email right through your Media Center, and you can set up your Media Center to be able to read from any POP3 or IMAP email server. and then you can also send email as well. So,
and this is again with voice?
You can just
voice?
Either use the remote and click to be able to read your email, or just say, read email, and then it will start going through the list of all your emails. And it also has the ability to reply, forward, delete. You could dictate an email, or you could actually set it as a voice recording for an email.
Okay. And then it also cover SMS text messaging, so I guess I could talk to my friends that have cell phones and they're out and about?
Right. So you could send an SMS text message. You could either type it or you could dictate it. The way we've designed Media Center Communicator is that it is multimodal, so you could either use the keyboard, you could use the remote to triple tap the text in, or you can even dictate the text in through our voice recognition.
Gotcha.
But when you send it as an SMS text message, it's a really cool thing that actually send it and it shows up on your friend's phone as a text message.
Right. And then text IM. It looks like you do instant messenger, I'm assuming with like AOL, Yahoo, MSN, or am I limited to just a couple, or which clients do you support?
Well, right now what we do is you can text message, you could perform audio, PC to PC, audio and video, but it's within people that have our Media Center Communicator. This year we will be able to open it up so you'll be able to text message anyone who's on Yahoo, AOL, or MSN, along with people that are using our Media Center Communicator. So it's designed right now to extend the functionality of the instant messenger that's built into Media Center to add the audio and the video capability, but it's tied to people that have our Media Center product. Although you could do an audio and video conversation with anybody that has Windows 5.1, which supports the same protocol is what we're using for our product.
Gotcha. Well, that kind of answers a little bit of the next question I had. On your site, it says we can do free PC to PC calls, free video calls. So I'm assuming from what you just said that the other person needs to have a Media Center Communicator also installed on their PC in order for that to work, right?
That's right. Especially for the audio and the video capability, correct.
Okay. Are you thinking about maybe integration later into other IM clients that support, you know, video chat or anything like that?
We're definitely looking at that.
Great.
Capability, yes, we do want to extend it as far as possible to enhance the user experience. And I mean, there's a large population, obviously, of people that have different instant messengers. Right now, what we're doing is we're focusing specifically on XP Media Center, but we will open it up as time goes on.
Okay, and then something that was pretty interesting to me when I was looking over the site, you guys offer a service for PC to phone. So
right.
I'm wondering, is that a VoIP service, you know, voice over IP, or is this some other kind of system in the works here that I don't know about? And then there's also a pricing question, so if you could tie those both in.
Right, well, that's with our PC to phone calling, which is, as you mentioned, it's a separate service. It's $14.95 per month, and it actually gives you 1,500 anytime minutes in the United States and Canada. So you can call any phone number within the U.S. or Canada right from your Media Center system. So imagine you're kicking back on your couch and you want to be able to order a pizza. You just talk to your computer and say, call Domino's Pizza, and it places the phone call. Actually, we demonstrated that at several trade shows recently. We're at Consumer Electronics Show where Microsoft was demonstrating our product. Intel Developer Forum, and also CTIA Wireless, where we showed phone calling right from your Media Center to order pizzas or to call anybody. But it's a great service. It's voice over IP, and it really is the first truly integrated voice over IP phone calling system that's in Media Center.
No,
what it does is actually
great.
It leverages our expertise in the telecom industry. That's how we're able to provide our own voice over IP service, is because we have several services already that we work with wireless and wireline operators to provide to subscribers.
Well, it sounds like you have a pretty comprehensive product. Basically, just to sum it up, tell us a little bit about the reaction you've been getting. Like you said, you mentioned trade shows or just users in general and feedback, and then maybe just once again with the pricing and what's included in the Media Center Communicator bundle, if you can, please.
Right. Well, when we were at CES in January and Microsoft was demonstrating our product, they actually selected us to showcase XP Media Center in the evolution of where it's going next, and they showed us in their digital home at CES. And the reaction, especially at that show, was phenomenal. It was the first time that people actually had seen, well, number one, had seen Media Center, because it is a relatively new product that's gaining a lot of traction these days. But to see people, especially in a very noisy environment like Consumer Electronics Show, to be able to voice navigate a product and to be able to play music and also view photo slideshows, instant message people, you know, do all the capabilities that we're able to do in a noisy environment and have it work as well as it did. You know, people were very, very amazed. So we got a lot of great feedback at that show and also at Intel at IDF and recently at the CTI Wireless show. So it's been very good to see consumer reactions. And, you know, and we get a lot of good feedback and a lot of good ideas for future products as we interact with people as well.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the pricing one more time and what's included in the bundle.
The product, the retail product is $149. It's available now. We actually launched it last Monday. It's available on our website, and it shortly will be available through select PC OEMs as an accessory item on their sites as well. But it's $149, which again includes the software, manual, and a USB desktop microphone.
Okay, Dean. I appreciate your time with us. Again, this is that I was speaking with Dean Weber, the CEO of One Voice Technologies, and we're talking about Media Center Communicator. And thanks for the information. I'm sure this is going to help a lot of people, and I'm sure it's going to turn on a lot of people to the site. What's the website URL for everybody who would like to know?
We are at www.onev.com.
Okay.
1v.com.
Thank you, and I hope to see great things coming out of your company in the future.
Thanks, Alexander. Thank you for your time.